Aaron qualifies for Medicaid, but he can't find a dentist in Champaign County to treat him. There's only one dental practice in the county that accepts adult Medicaid patients. Aaron made an appointment there for a consultation on his wisdom teeth, but then his son was scheduled for a hospital appointment the same day. So Aaron called the dentist's office on the morning of his appointment to cancel.
I called him at about 8:30 in the morning. And they told me that since I didn't cancel 24 hours in advance, then I was no longer able to go in there. So I can't go back there.
If you're an adult on Medicaid, the only dental practice in Champaign County that will take you is Illini Dental Care in Champaign. But break an appointment with them, either once for an oral surgeon or twice for a dentist, and you can't come back. Dr. Patricia Scott says they can't afford the time lost to patients who miss appointments.
They will have to seek care elsewhere, which means they'll have to either call the state and find out who else is a provider, and that's basically it, because we won't continue to see them.
Scott says Illini Dental specializes in Medicaid patients and maintains a high-volume operation to stay in business. They need the high volume, and they have so little competition because Illinois' Medicaid rates for dental care are very low. For instance, a dentist who normally charges $100 to treat a patient only receives $48 in reimbursement from Medicaid. That means a $52 discount. Greg Johnson of the Illinois State Dental Society says most dentists can't break even at that rate.
And with dental offices in general, they run overhead of about 60% to 70% in their practices. They literally lose money with the overhead expenses to provide care to the public aid population.
The majority of Illinois dentists that accept Medicaid patients don't work on Illini Dental's high-volume business model. Instead, Johnson says they restrict Medicaid to a small share of their practices. Besides the low reimbursement, there are some basic dental services that Medicaid will not cover, like regular checkups and cleanings for adults. For adult dental patients, Medicaid only steps in once the damage is done, covering fillings, extractions, dentures, and limited root canal and crown work. Children do a little better. Federal mandates ensure them with checkups and cleanings under Medicaid, and in Champaign County and statewide, more dentists will treat children under Medicaid than will treat adults. But Lisa Bell, who manages Champaign County's Dental Access Program, says that's not good. She says adults need the same access to preventive dental care as children.
The system is kind of skewed that way, in that with our adult families, we're not looking so much to prevent the problem, but, you know, put out the existing fire, which I think is kind of sad.
As for Aaron, he's no longer welcome at Illini Dental Care, but he still needs dental care. Besides questions about his wisdom teeth, he says new fillings he received on a previous visit to Illini Dental don't provide an even bite and are causing persistent pain. Aaron says he's frustrated with his treatment at Illini Dental, but he also thinks that if Medicaid's reimbursement rates were higher, he could get better care.
Then the dentist, I'm sure, would do a much better job if they could say, okay, this is what I'm billing the state, and expect that the state pays the full amount, just as it were a regular insurance provider, you know.
But dentists worry that things might get worse. Both the State Dental Society's Gregory and Illini Dental's Dr. Scott believe Illinois' budget problems may lead to another cut in Medicaid reimbursements, or the reduction or elimination of dental benefits for adults. For Smile Healthy, I'm Jim Meadows.